You find here the judgment, first of all, of the Ammonites. Well, the Ammonites have a pretty bad beginning to begin with. Their country was along the Dead Sea, and we've already had prophecies concerning them that they were to go into captivity, which they did. They were made subject to Nebuchadnezzar. They are the result. They go back to Ammon, son of Lot, by his own daughter, the incestuous relationship. And you have that same thing in Moab. And you have here a prophecy against Moab. And God says, in each case, I'm going to judge them. In verse 7 of chapter 25, behold, therefore, I will stretch out mine hand upon thee. Now, this is Ammon. I'll deliver thee for a spoil to the nations. I'll cut thee off from a people. Why does God do that? And thou shalt know that I'm the Lord. Now, God's judgment is for that. Now, we're going to see that especially in a prophecy for the future that concerns, I think, Russia in the 38th and 39th of Ezekiel. We'll be there one of these days. Now, the prophecy concerning Moab here. Moab was also on the east of Israel, but it was along the northern part of the Dead Sea. And this is the land that Ruth the Moabitess came from. And David was an ancestor of hers, or she was an ancestor of David, I should say. Let's not get it mixed up. And then we find also that the Lord Jesus Christ came in that line. Read the first chapter of Matthew, and Ruth's name is mentioned there in the genealogy. Now we have a prophecy here concerning Edom. Now, who is Edom? Edom came from Esau. And we are going to see that when we get to the rock-hewn city of Petra, which we, by the way, already had, and I went into detail concerning that. Now, we'll probably be coming back to it, however, and we'll have actually one book that will be devoted to that, and that will be the little book of Obadiah. Now, you also, beginning with verse 15, you have the prophecy here against Philistia. The Philistines have disappeared. I haven't seen a Philistine in a long time myself, and they're not in that land today. And this judgment also was literally fulfilled. Now, I'm not dealing with this because, read it, and this was literally fulfilled. And that, of course, causes the critic, the liberal critic, oh, he wrote this after it happened. Well, that's what he says. And he just didn't happen to be around at that time, and these prophecies were fulfilled after Ezekiel, of course.